May 13th marks the one-year anniversary of the report on the Governor's Commission on Reducing Racial Disparities in the Criminal Justice System. Commission members are worried their recommendations will remain on the shelf. They say that means Wisconsin's reputation for imprisoning a larger proportion of African Americans than any other state in the country will remain unchanged. Commission member Jennifer Bias of the State Public Defender's Office says they're waiting to hear from both the governor and the prison system about whether they'll be taken seriously.
So when we talk about opportunities for release, we talk about money going into diversion programs, we talk about money for treatment within the institutions, what do they think the impact will be on racial and ethnic minorities? And are we going to impact racial disparity in the state of Wisconsin, or is it going to be business as usual? If it's going to be business as usual, I'm very disappointed.
Funding for job training and placement programs for inmates are a key part of the commission's proposals. Dane County Judge and commission member James Martin says a meeting with the Department of Corrections is crucial to assure the agency is on board in pushing for the funding.
It needs to be more than simply saying you can write applications to X, Y, and Z. We need meaningful places where inmates potentially can find employment so that they can establish themselves and not return. And I think that means we need to talk to them before the budget's passed, before the die is cast.
That means before the end of June. This week, the commission invited both the governor and the Department of Correction to a meeting to discuss these issues at the end of May. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.